In just a minute, Carl gives his roulette advice. Always bet on rhyme. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, Microsoft recently unveiled the Kinect controller for its Xbox game console. This thing is a camera. It tracks your body movement so you don't have to press buttons to control the game. Some privacy advocates, though, are worried that Microsoft might use it to watch you. Where did they get this idea?
I'd imagine from Microsoft.
Yes, Microsoft said they might. Last week at a developers conference, a Microsoft VP said the image recognition capabilities of the Kinect provided, quote, an interesting opportunity to target content to specific users. And if you don't speak Microsoft, interesting is their word for terrifying. Say, it might see you in your living room wearing a New York Giants t-shirt, and it will send you an ad for more Giants stuff. It might see you eating an entire bag of Doritos, say, and send you an ad for sweatpants.
Wow.
After some outcry about the VP's remarks, Microsoft said it would never use the Kinect, ever, to violate anyone's privacy. In a carefully worded statement, it sent to everyone it saw reading the VP's remarks on their computers.
That is nefarious. That's scary.
We have reached a level of creepitude in our country now. There's nowhere you can go where you're not spied and peeked and
patted.
Prodded.
What the interesting opportunity there for the Kinect is to invent a game like Sim TSA.
So you stand there in your living room.
You stand there and just like, and it's just...
I'm just afraid that Bill Gates would all of a sudden, his voice would come out and say, stand up straighter. Sorry.
This place is a mess.
Yes, clean up. Hey, you going to finish that pizza? Wait.
Yeah, that's it. It's a final straw.
Paula, people say Hollywood is out of ideas. That's nonsense. According to Hollywood Insider, one movie studio is looking to produce a film based on what popular 80s phenomenon?
A film about... Gee, I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. I'll try to do my best movie trailer voice. Here we go. In a world where squares on one side are not all the same color. Until you twist them.
Oh, Rubik's Cube!
Yes, there you are. Talent agency CAA just signed the Rubik's Cube as a client with the intent of turning it into a feature film.
Who could make a feature film about a Rubik's Cube?
Well, that's the question.
Come on, it's got a built-in plot.
What is the plot?
You got to match up the colors. It's the ticking clock everybody wants in a movie.
We've got to match up the colors before
the, I don't know, before the anything, before the bomb goes off, before, you know.
Well, the one storyline is like a thriller about a Rubik's Cube competition, but they could think further. From the producers of Yahtzee, Horseshoes, and Eat, Pray, Lego. A tragic love triangle of a Rubik's Cube caught between a light bright and an easy bake oven. Baking isn't the only thing that's easy.
You won't believe the final twist.
If this works, there will be more movies about inanimate objects that annoyed you the first time you saw them. In other words, Sex and the City 3.
Too soon.
Apparently. Faith, Christmas season is almost upon us. To get in the spirit, Harrods department store in Britain is offering $1 million what?
Back rub.
Ooh, you say that as if you're ready to pay that money. No. Something you can buy. It's a traditional Christmas thing, but this one costs $1 million.
Well, it's being England. Is it $1 million Christmas cracker?
No, it isn't. Okay. Did they pull? No. I'll give you a hint. Day one has a piece of chocolate and a gold wrapper. Day two has a piece of gold and a chocolate wrapper. Day one, day two.
You mean the 12 days of Christmas?
No.
What?
It's an object.
There's a movie based on the advent calendar.
Yes,
you.
The advent calendar. $1 million, this advent calendar. Will be the most expensive ever made, with second place being roughly $1 million less expensive.
I would say on day 25, Jesus Christ
exactly.
is in your home.
For that much money.
Yeah, wrapped in a gold blanket.
Big gifts like the speedboat will be represented by images, but smaller gifts like the $100,000 wristwatch are hidden behind the doors in the traditional way, except the doors will be opened by butlers.
We have a similar thing going on in California right now, but it's we are using an advent calendar this year with our budget. It's sort of the opposite of receiving a gift, which is that for each day, something else is ripped out.
We take something back.
Oh, look, day 24, no education.
Yeah.
Yippee.
Yeah, the kids love it.